10 minutes past 8 on a Thursday, the 17th of August, 2023, coming to you from out of the blue. It's Radio Life in Style, and you're with me, Mike, in the morning, getting ready for Thursday to come. And the show, proudly powered by Accelerate Security, of course, and we're accelerating into another juicy interview and giving you the local perspective on what's hot and happening, and in particular, in the spotlight right now, the hashtag Love North Coast movement, which you would have heard about if you've been listening to this station for any length of time. Recently, it's been gaining momentum. It's been gaining traction. And to find out what the latest is from this interesting local story, and to maybe refresh your memory or to give you the scoop if you haven't heard of it before, in the house with me, I've got the lady who's been busy coordinating and bringing this thing to life. Carol Church is in the house from Love North Coast. And Carol, lovely to have you in the studio once again on Radio Life and Style. How are you today?
Mike, thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here, and it's lovely to be back in your studio. It's such a vibrant place. It's fun.
Well, I like to think so. Thanks for supporting that notion. And right now, I wanted to get a little update and to find out how things are unfolding since our last chat. And just having a little pre-interview discussion off air, it sounds like there's lots of exciting things in the pipeline, and some really, really cool partners have been chatting to you. Things are building momentum, and I believe there is an event coming up start of next month that could give more people on the local business front a chance to hear the hashtag Love North Coast story in a really interesting setting. What's the story with this chat on the 1st of September that I've been hearing about?
Mike, I got a call from Kurbus Ulofsa from the Lembe Chamber of Commerce, looking at the possibility of starting their business breakfasts again once a month or every so often. And he was very keen to incorporate various parties, including hashtag Love North Coast, to actually talk to the business people about this initiative that's been going on, and really to gain additional support from the business community out there. Hashtag Love North Coast, I think just as a refresher, was started really with the two big players on either side of our coastline. On the south was in Barley Lakes, and in the north, the Collins Group, with their developments that were going ahead. And also with the support of Caesar Water, the UIP, Belito UIP, and also the communication starting to take place with various other role players in the area, Fairview Estates, Holler Trails, Elaleni, Springvale, and of course Lifestyle.
Hey, well, it sounds like there's some fantastic, some really, you know, big heavy hitters that are getting behind this vision, and it's really all about, as I understand it, it's about putting this region on the map in a national sense, shining a spotlight on the story of the North Coast and explaining why it is such a phenomenal place to live, to do business, to invest, and to celebrate all of the successes that are coming out of this region, which continues to grow and expand and punch well above its weight. You know, the Western Cape has for a long time been putting a lot of money into promoting itself as a destination for business, for investment through Westgrow. That you know, a lot of work, and there's a lot of money behind it. And arguably, you know, apart from the Western Cape, the North Coast is the hottest thing happening on the local South African development scene. There's a reason for that. And this movement is all about celebrating the people, the organizations, and the stories that are really making the North Coast this incredibly desirable destination to come and put down roots. Am I right?
Very much so, Mike. You know, I mean, to live on the North Coast, I've been here 26 years, and what a place to live. The support structure we have, the wonderful schooling that is available. You were chatting earlier to Curro. Mm. We have many other very good schools in this area. We have a lifestyle that exceeds anywhere else, really, in the world, if you think about it. We have an infrastructure that works. And thank you to all the support of people that make it happen. And also, just quite an interesting thing, there was a little topic published recently about tidy towns in the South Coast, on the South Coast. Mm. And what is very relevant here is that not only do we have players like the UPR making a considerable impact on the way our area looks, but we have community members who are walking the beaches every day doing collection of any litter that they find. People are making a difference at ground roots level,
yeah,
right the way to the top. And it's so unique. And you can walk, you can swim, you can play your paddle, you can ride your bicycles, you can do your trail runs. What an experience. Never mind, our shopping experiences here are also great. And as I mentioned before, our schools.
There are so many wins, so many pluses to living on the North Coast, weather being not the least of them, and climate, and the fact that we're obviously connected so close to an international airport,
yes,
and in a really booming economic hub, there are no shortage of stories to tell, and it's great that there is now a dedicated platform that is building to make sure that we don't just know about the stuff, you know, living here on the North Coast, but that we can get the word out to others all around the country who are looking at options for investing, for putting down their roots, for maybe looking at semigration, you know. We're seeing, obviously, month on month, huge movement out of the big, smoggy centers. Mm. A lot of Gauteng is now calling Ballito home. And there's never been, I think, a more exciting chapter in the story of this growing town of ours, or region of ours. And for anyone listening to this right now who wants to find out about what the next level of this organization is going to look like, because right now we're just starting to get the pot boiling. We had a chat very recently with another keen corporate partner, Accelerate Services. Of course, Accelerate Security sponsors the morning show here, and they were thrilled to hear about this initiative. They're very invested in this region, and they wanted to find out how they could lend a hand based on all of the service offerings that they have at their disposal. One of the things you'd mentioned to them was that you were looking at getting your new website up and running, and I'm very happy to hear that things have been moving really smoothly in the background, and very soon there will be a shiny new official hashtag Love North Coast web portal, and a place to sort of collect all of these stories and archive all of these snippets of good news. Hey,
very much so. We're very grateful to Accelerate Services, to Gary and to Barry, for the support they've given to our movement, and to be able to get the website designed. So currently we're feeding through all the relevant information and allowing people that access, wherever they are in the country, to be able to go onto the website and then find out what they need to know about the area as an overriding sort of control, really.
Yeah.
Not a control so much as information of what's happening here.
And also, you know, the fact that it's all going to be searchable, so and tied in with search engine optimization. So if someone is looking for, you know, types in Ballito and wants to find out what the latest is, this kind of stuff will now be popping up on their browser, in their search engine, because it's actually living in a proper website. But for now, that is just around the corner. If anyone looking to get more info, contact details, and to see what the latest stories in the spotlight are, you've got a very active Facebook and Instagram presence. Am I right?
Correct, we have.
Awesome. And for those who might want to, like Accelerate, reach out, extend a hand, say, hey, we want to help. We want to find out what are the needs, and how can we help be part of this thing, grow this thing. Well, obviously, I would advise you to book a seat for that Ilembe Chamber of Commerce Business Breakfast coming up in September, because you'll have a chance to hear from Carol and the team firsthand, and to put your money behind a really good cause. But for anyone looking to reach you before then, or reach out directly, what's the smartest way to link up, Carol?
Mike, I have an email address, carol@lovenorthcoast.co.za, and they can contact me on that. I have a cell phone number as well, 083-226-1161. And really, I'm quite well known in the area, so people, if they don't have these details, somebody will know how to contact me.
Carol is a force of nature. Once again, Facebook and Instagram, Love North Coast. All the details you should be able to find via those platforms. And big shout out to the partners that have come on board at this stage already, and also managing things in the background. We've got to say there's been some sterling support in terms of making sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and on the financial side of things, that you've got some really watertight structures in place. Am I right?
Correct, we have. We're working through Bolito Estates. They've set up the account on our behalf, and they'll be managing the finances. So we're very happy to actually have that in place. It's so important in today's times to have something that is concrete and something that we know is reliable and all correct in terms of meeting the governmental requirements.
Brilliant. So, you know, this is being done by the book. And I think that the word, or the phrase here is destination marketing. You know, it's something that's kind of undervalued, I think, but to build a brand and to put it on the map properly and to get it out into the national consciousness and even further afield, that's what the hashtag Love North Coast is all about. It's saying we've got something precious here, and if we can build the brand, if we can build the awareness, it's going to do wonders for the value of your property. It's going to do fantastic stuff for the value of your business, your quality of life in general. It just makes everyone appreciate the value of this amazing thing that we have. And the idea here is also to make sure that there is shared prosperity, because there are lots of different facets to this area. There are lots of different communities, and we want to make sure that the love is being spread, is being distributed, and that we're growing the pie for everyone on all sides of the highway, and that this is really just a ball of positivity that continues to grow.
Very much so. Communities out in our area are so vital to really the growth of our area, and really to work alongside those communities, I think, for every company in this region is a key idea. So we've got to really support that, and something that we will be looking at in due course is how to best incorporate the community into the area, into probably skills development and initiatives that really we can be proud of. We can't do this alone. We have to have that support.
There you go. And there already are obviously so many good people and organizations doing lots of good work on their own, but if there's a way to lasso them all together and to connect them and to link them up and to help coordinate things, as you say, we're so much better together. And for anyone who is already involved or has an idea for a great community initiative and wants to help galvanize some support and maybe plug into the broader hashtag Love North Coast movement, please reach out to Carol and the team. And again, find them on Facebook and Instagram. Don't miss that upcoming Ilembe Chamber of Commerce event. You will need to book a seat for it at Manor House, I believe. It's limited spacing, but it's definitely the who's who of the local business community will be rubbing shoulders there, and you'll get a chance to hear more about the incredible work of the team, hashtag Love North Coast Dream, that is now not just a dream, it's a movement. It's rolling. And Carol, it's so cool to connect with you once again, and looking forward to hearing what the latest is after that Ilembe Chamber gathering. Hopefully we'll have some exciting new pledges and more organizations backing you on the road to 2024 and beyond.
Thanks, Mike. It's been wonderful to be in the studio again, and really we appreciate your support from Life and Style. You are just amazing, and I think for the whole area, just amazing to be back in the studio again. Thank you, Mike.
The love is all around. And, of course, the morning show and this interview brought to you proudly by Accelerate Security and Accelerate Services, powering the morning show on Radio Life and Style and powering us back into the music. Here's Jason Mraz. I feel like dancing.